Melissa Davis loves a good cocktail.
I am drinking a Mamacita's Corridor. Let's see, it's smoky spicy. It's got super smoky tea mixed with reposado tequila.
I don't know what half those things are.
Tea, tequila, little chili flavor, so delish.
It was Richmond's great cocktail bars that first brought her and husband Dwayne Taylor to Richmond from Washington, D.C. But it was family, community, and affordable living that convinced them to stay.
We're able to save a lot of money here. We're able to own a house here. We're able to be within 10 to 30 minutes of our family here.
Davis and Taylor are part of a wave of young professionals that now call Richmond home. The city's percentage of young, educated people is well above the national average. But for them and others, there's still a missing element.
Unfortunately, I still work in Washington, D.C., so I commute every other day back to Washington, D.C. I don't get a lot of sleep.
Taylor works for a large cable company, and he hasn't found the kind of job and pay he's used to here in Richmond, says his wife.
That's one of the challenging things about moving to Richmond. Where do you work? What do? The pay cut that you take?
Economists say that could be a problem for the city. Mark Schill does economic research for a group called Praxis. He recently ranked American cities by potential for growth.
Richmond tended to be middle of the pack on most everything.
Richmond's population of young, educated people is growing faster than average, but jobs and salaries aren't.
That's a little bit of a conundrum, right? Is if it's lagging in earnings and jobs growth, but people are still moving there. That's a real interesting question to look at for Richmond.
Rachel Burgess has taken a look at part of that question. She works at the Southeastern Institute of Research.
There is a perception that there is not necessarily a variety of employment options.
The problem, says Burgess, might be that millennials don't think Richmond has the kinds of jobs they want.
And we know that millennials are really interested in creative, innovative, kind of startup, entrepreneurship type jobs. And Richmond has a lot of that and has a really great entrepreneurial spirit. And so I think it's, how do we bring that to life?
One way is to rephrase job listings. Financial giant Capital One has more than 100 job openings in Richmond right now. If the open position is for a software engineer, the company could use the words create and collaborate in the job description. Another way, says Mark Schill, is to encourage all those smart young people to create their own jobs.
That might be an asset to leverage. And so the question becomes, can we work with those folks and give them the connections and the tools and the know-how and the talent that they need to either maybe start a few small companies within Richmond?
That brings us back to Melissa Davis, the cocktail lover. When I met her in January, she was working remotely and her husband was commuting. He still does the drive, but she's gotten creative.
I actually started a company called Liquor Lady LLC. It's a boutique agency, marketing and strategy consulting for food and beverage brands.
Davis says it might be a while before she can hire anyone, but when the time comes, she hopes to give someone else the chance to live and work in the city. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain. I'm covered in-